5:37 on the KGO Morning News. It's all in the mask, the mystique, the power. And we're not talking about Nacho Libre, but not too far
close,
off, actually. Pretty close. In this KGO Spotlight 810 report, KGO Scott Lettieri goes in-depth with a San Jose-based theatrical troupe of sorts that's rich in tradition and heavy on body slams.
Are you ready to see some lucha libre?
Lucha Libre is the Mexican version of American professional wrestling. And in Mexico, it took on this new form with a few unique characteristics. First and foremost is the mask.
The mask all started from the Mayans.
Gabe Martinez is the CEO and founder of Pro Wrestling Revolution, the first California Lucha Libre.
They used to kill the bears and tigers and so on in the mountains. And after they would skin the animals, they would wear the fur and then the faces of the animals as their masks.
My whole name is Cafu.
The wrestlers, or luchadores, represent the warrior protecting his people against the evil outsider. But instead of obsidian spearheads or clubs, weapons include the double axe hammer, the diving bulldog, and the arm twist rope walk.
The real name is Cafuringa, and Cafuringa back in the 1800s was like the Robin Hood. He was like a hero, and he helped people that in need.
So you're the good guy.
Correct.
I'm El Patron. El Patron de la Migra, Oliver John, the greatest of the great.
And of course, with any hero, you have to have the anti-hero, or the villain.
Do you have identification?
In this case, it's the Border Patrol agent.
Every single one of you filthy illegals, before we ship you back to Mexico!
Obviously, every Latino community has knowledge of the Border Patrol, from Texas to California to Nevada to Arizona. So I figured that's my ultimate bad guy.
Don't believe what the migra tells you. Yeah.
So who's your heroes?
Rey Mysterio, John Cena, Sin Cara.
Our home base is San Jose, so we do shows as far as Madera all the way out to Bakersfield, Los Angeles, San Diego.
And says filmmaker Kevin Gordon, who's at work on a Lucha Libre documentary.
People need to rehearse their own liberation. That's what the crowd gets to do at these shows, is have a chance where they get to stand up and scream back and prepare themselves for a political, social, cultural shift that's happening and about to accelerate.
Do you feel like Robin Hood?
Yes, I do. Not only for the fans, but for my family. I feel like my Latin community, we all family, you know?
With a Spotlight 810 report, I'm Scott Lettieri, KGO 810.
Qué bonitos ojos tienes, bajo de esas dos cejas.
And for a look at some of Lucha Libre's colorful masks and Scott's recent visit to an event at the Santa Clara County Fairgrounds, check out our website, kgoradio.com.
Coming up, first traffic and weather on the fives.